First of all, joined by the likes of Philip Manny. Philip, what a relief, but what a performance.
Yeah, I don't know about the performance, but a great result. Wasn't looking great for times there, but we managed to dig it out in the end, so we're delighted.
Philip, the quick question up in the press box, was that one of the first goals you've scored for Ballygunner in Championship?
Definitely, 100% it was. And I normally don't go near the goal, but I don't know, I just decided to go up there. And
were you waiting in there for a while? Or were you actually, had you moved up?
Yeah, I told Peter to go back centre-back, I think. He was looking at me as if he didn't know what was going on there. He's laughing at me there now, but yeah, I went up and Speedy won it and I just threw early at it and actually connected with it perfect, so...
Philip, in the first half, you were sluggish enough, but my God, in the second half of the normal game, to so long ago, it's hard to remember such, but you really upped the ante. What was Fergal saying at halftime?
Yeah, I think that happens, like, when you're playing at this level, you're going to come up against serious teams, so they're going to have their purple patch, and... One thing we learned from last week was to keep the head in that, but we did need to open at half-time, obviously, and just perform better, get a performance out of ourselves individually, and then hopefully the result took care of itself, but we obviously had to dig in, and we did, and it's great.
I see you stretching here, obviously the calves, a lot of lads going down. Did the game last Sunday kind of tell any the fact that you weren't as fresh as Ballyea were for the extra period?
I don't really think so. We're well used to playing games week in, week out now, but probably the pitch was very heavy, and naturally enough, when you play an extra, half an hour, you're going to be cramping, so...
Philip, you've had some good wins. This will go down as one of the great wins because really your back's to the wall and you showed a special spirit that Fergal always talks about, that Ballygunner fighting spirit.
Yeah, it was a great win, but it won't mean anything unless we go and win the final. But we're just really happy and hopefully the lads' bodies aren't too bad and we'll sit back and recover for the next day or two and try and get the bodies right and go again.
Philip, well done. Thanks for talking to us. Stephen O'Keefe, my God, you've played in some classics. That was special.
Yeah, it really was. It was... It was very unenjoyable, to be honest, while it was on, but I think there was a few moments where you kind of just saw back and said, you know, geez, we're taking part in something special here, do you know, because there was two teams there, and I don't know if I've been involved in a more 50-50 game from the first whistle to the last. No one really probably deserved to lose, but just thank God we did.
At any stage, do you think it was gone on you?
But I suppose when you see the 2 minutes gone on the clock and you see Speedy lofting in the ball from the corner flag, you kind of realise it's this or it is over, do you know, and the likelihood of Philip Manny, of all people, getting volleying in a goal, if you're pinning your hopes on that, you're 99 times out of 100 you're probably going to lose, but in fairness to him, you got the hurley to it, and when it went in, it was just pure elation.
Philip, you're back in the Munster final, disappointed last year being beaten the final, it's your 10th final, you've only won one, obviously delighted to get over today, but now focusing all on the Munster final.
Yeah, 100%, I mean, it's obviously been a goal to win the Munster final for this team, but I suppose even as happy as I am to come through a game like that, I'm you have to try and bring yourself back down as well, because we were here in this situation last year against Turles, we went to extra time with them, we ended up winning by a point, it was another game where the hearts are in the mouths for 70, 80 minutes, but and then ultimately we went out the next day and we didn't get the cup, so that what should have been a good memory along the way kind of is soured a bit at the end, so we understand this win isn't really worth a whole lot without winning the next day.
Stephen O'Keefe, well done, Ballygunner, once again you've done well for proud and best looking at that Munster final.
Thanks very much, appreciate it.